all working together and all this shit like that.
It was right back after the war, right? I read that it was the second biggest city in fucking Oregon. There's Portland and then there's Vanport, right up here, man. Yeah. Fuck, we
because this was the 67th year of Vanport, but turns out I've lived in. You keep telling me the story because I would love to hear it. Because I've read about a lot about the Vanport. I'm very interested.
The National Guard come in to help. But they were stealing every fucking thing they could get their fucking goddamn grips on. My dad was sharpener and lost all these fucking people. But everybody, you know, they lied, you know. The government lied, I mean.
Yeah, where the people? Okay, I read that there was a lumber person who was employing the fucking people there who had come back from the war, and a whole town popped up there. It was a fucking proper town.
It was the Kaiser town. The Henry J. Kaiser.
It was called the low class people.
Good fucking decent Americans who pull their weight and are real people.
But the government, all they give a shit about is money.
Yeah.
There were 48,000 people there.
48,000 people. It was the second. It was. I saw pictures of it. It was a gorgeous little town.
And when the
but it was right on the river. Right on
the train trestle broke. The levee broke.
No, they blew it up.
Yeah, they blew it up. They did. I fucking believe it. I read that article, and I was thinking in my head,
loose.
Yep, they drowned your city.
And they never rebuilt it. The golf course sits on it now.
Yeah, Richie Golf Course. I just, God, man, I somehow by hook or crook, man, that's where I've worked. I've always felt so home there.
4 years I've lived, I live in Vanport ruins, and I see fucking foundations of old houses and shit laying around, and I find like old artifacts.
Well,
in the
where
slough.
You live there, I live.
Old cars and shit in the slough.
Yeah.
Big pieces of fucking foundation and chimneys and stuff. Straight up.
Absolutely.
You know, I want you to scuba guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get scuba gear.
Yeah.
See if I can find my dad's stuff.
But yeah. You'd find your own house, man. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's turned up a little bit.
It will kill you. Look, kill this shit.
Oh, it's a poison water.
It's toxic waste, though. They got these weird.
I wore a rubber suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fuck. You think some poison water's gonna get a hold of him? Fuck no, man. Where's he gonna dive?
Wouldn't it be nice to find your dad's tools one day?
What?
Wouldn't it be nice to find your dad's tools one day?
That'd be nice.
So, you were there in the Vanport flood?
No, I wasn't. My brothers were.
You weren't born yet, huh?
And my dad saw it.
Now you want to twinkle in his eye? How big was your family?
16
kids?
For reals.
Hold back.
That's it, yeah.
Your mother was very fertile.
Now she's barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah. Probably gorgeous, too, man.
Oh my God.
He's got one clutch of eight on one side and one clutch of eight on the other side. Right?
On my dad's side.
Yeah.
He had eight sisters, 10 brothers. The new 1067 The Eagle, the Pacific Northwest Classic hits. And he took John F. Kennedy, robbed John F. Kennedy from his liquor, and he took shit from Al Capone. My old man was born in 1902. Kennedy's were the top alcohol pushers. Then John F. Kennedy, because all the money they made selling Wessex and all that shit.
Hey, they grew up
you gotta know the truth.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth.
That's cool. That's cool. Whatever.
They grew up there. There are two families that live in the same place in, like, Minnesota. The one right, side right, of the right, river
right,
and
right,
the other.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then they turned it into a Japanese fucking concentration camp almost, basically.
It's just like, what's his name? The one that flew the first plane.
Are you talking
reckon
about
the Wrights, Wright brothers, like 1903 or?
Are you talking about Enola Gay?
Your parents made the first fucking airplane before them, before Kitty Hawk. No, maybe.
No, you're jumping.
You're jumping.
Got here.
Burgess.
No. Now the one that flew the first plane all the way to Paris.
Lindbergh's.
Lindbergh's.
Lindbergh.
Yes.
Yeah.
His farm is next to my mother's farm.
What was it, the land there? Did the land make giants right where you grew up or something? What's the town there?
Grandpa.
Where it is? No. We're talking about back where Skeeter's fam came from, back in Minnesota.
My mother born and raised in Little Falls, Minnesota. My dad was born in Swansville, Minnesota.
Swansville and Little Falls.
I was born out here.
I know.
My other brother was born in Minnesota.
What caused them to come out west?
Dog and trail?
The shit was going down back in Minnesota.
Yeah, they're escaping the heat.
And he had the dust storms. So you're alive.
The Dust Bowl?
Even up as far north as Minnesota, they were getting Dust Bowl storms.
Well, they didn't plant the trees like they were supposed to.
Yeah.
So if you look down here, and you see it down around here, they got trees going. Womp, 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 womp. They have to stop the wind, you know, and stop the dust. You know, farmers plant or try to till in that type of weather. Just where their soil they go right down the river or down to the coast. You can't do that when the wind's
blowing. I've seen documentaries about that, what it would look like.
Soil.
Yeah, when the black storms would come in, it'd be like fucking 300, 5 feet, 100 fucking 1,000 feet high, just coming in a black, pure fucking weight of fucking dirt going blowing by you.
The windstorm we had the other day?
Never been in a dust storm.
Yes. In Vegas.
You gotta have a mask to read the breeze, otherwise you're dead. Even if the mask is curved, if it clogs up, you're gone. Because you're not gonna do anything.
There was a big windstorm here the other day, remember? Huge windstorm. And I'm under the bridge. I sit down under a bridge at the time. And you could just, the air was just full of fucking dust. You know, it was so funny because I'm on the bike path riding my bike, and I didn't have to pedal once. The wind just blew me down the fucking bike path.
Because it blew down the thing like Mary Poppins with an umbrella.
I didn't have to. Yeah. All I had was my back, and that worked too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this song a lot, dude.
Good song.
I walk to bed, but to die alone in the road. go blow up cars with you, dude. Let's go get some event.